Part 3, starting now. Dear Mr. Bridge, further to my letter of June 11th, I can now inform you that the contract for the purchase of your house at 27 Gollans Drive is near completion. We have received confirmation from the registrar that the search has been completed and the title established. The price on which stamp duty will be charged is £12,000, and we expect to inform you that the completion date will be April 22nd. This latter date must, of course, be agreed to by the vendor's solicitors, and I have written to them asking for their confirmation. In the meantime, there are just one or two queries which I should like to settle. First of all, there is the question of the right-of-way from the adjacent field to the north of your property. This is common right-of-way, and the path crosses over the field, running alongside your garden fence. I do not think that this is likely to cause a nuisance to you, but to be on the safe side, I have asked the estate agents and vendors' solicitors to inform me of any legal objections that might have been made during the last 5 years. There is a wooden interwoven fence along the pathway, so anyone passing by cannot look into your garden. The point also arises about the 2-acre plot opposite on the other side of the main road. Apparently plans have been submitted to the council to develop this site for private dwelling houses. The council planning committee will not meet for another 6 weeks, and so if you feel that this is an important factor, then we can postpone the completion date until after the committee's decision has been reached. From inquiries made, I ascertain that the builders intend to develop the site with modern style properties, and that the minimum building figure will be £10,000 per house. On the face of it, therefore, it does seem as though the intended houses would, if built, be fully in keeping with the general standards of the district. The last point is in regard to road charges for the new road currently being constructed on the west side of your property. Fortunately, the road passes by two other houses, and so the road charges would not be excessive. Here again, the council have not decided what proportion they will bear, but looking back on a previous committee minute, I noticed that 50% was agreed to by the council. However, subsequent objections by the other two houses' owners may mean that the council will contribute slightly more than 50%. If this is so, then your maximum liability would be £350, and the minimum liability, £250. Yours sincerely. End of part 3.